This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says a grave incident has threatened his country's coronavirus prevention efforts. That's a rare admission by Pyongyang, which claims that North Korea is free of COVID-19. During a Politburo meeting of the ruling Workers' Party, Kim chastised senior officials for unspecified carelessness related to the coronavirus pandemic. This, according to the state-run Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA, reporting on Wednesday. The news agency said the officials have caused a grave incident that poses a huge crisis to the safety of the nation and its people. The report provided no details about the incident or how it posed a threat. North Korea continues to insist it has found zero cases of COVID-19. That's a nearly impossible claim that is widely disputed by global health experts. In a report last week, the World Health Organization said North Korea claimed it had conducted over 31,000 COVID-19 tests, all of which came back negative. The Pentagon said Tuesday that the U.S. will leave a much larger number of troops than usual as a security detail at its embassy in Kabul as it removes other troops from the country. It's also expected to leave extra American forces at the Kabul airport to help protect the facility. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said Tuesday that the United States was, quote, still working out some of the details of what the security situation is going to look like. The Pentagon would not confirm reports about specific numbers of troops that will stay in Afghanistan after the withdrawal of other troops is complete. The Associated Press reported last week that roughly 650 U.S. troops are expected to remain in Afghanistan to provide security for diplomats. This is VOA News. 12 people have died and 149 people are reported missing in what authorities are still calling a search and rescue operation at the site of a destroyed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. No one has been found alive since a few hours after the 12-floor, 156-unit tower collapsed on Thursday. The White House announced Tuesday that President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will visit the scene Thursday. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials at the news briefing all promised a thorough investigation into the cause of the building's structural failure. United Nations member states agreed on Tuesday to a budget of some $6 billion for the world body's 12 peacekeeping missions for the next year. The agreement narrowly averted a possible shutdown of the operations. The 193-member UN General Assembly Budget Committee agreed to the peacekeeping budget for the year through June 30, 2022. It will be formally adopted by the General Assembly on Wednesday. Top UN officials said Monday that UN peacekeeping missions, most of which are in Africa and the Middle East, had been advised to start putting contingency plans in place in case a new budget was not adopted by June 30th. Some diplomats said changes to negotiating procedures, issues with logistics, and tough talk pitting China against Western countries had threatened to delay an agreement. The United States is the largest contributor to the peacekeeping budget, responsible for about 28%. China has about 15.2%. Japan is the third highest contributor with 8.5%. Rebels in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region warned on Tuesday their troops would seek to destroy the capabilities of Ethiopian and Eritrean forces, despite the Ethiopian government's declaration of a unilateral ceasefire in the region. The Ethiopian government announced the ceasefire on state media late Monday, stating it would take effect immediately. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday left in place the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's ban on residential evictions imposed last year to combat the spread of COVID-19 and prevent homelessness during the pandemic. That dealt a setback to landlords who had challenged the policy. The moratorium was set to expire on June 30th. And a spokeswoman for the United Nations Weather Agency, WMO, on Tuesday called the heat wave hitting the United States Pacific Northwest exceptional and dangerous. She warned it could last another 5 days and noted that Western Canada has seen extreme heat as well. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.